Okay. So Parshas Nitzavim. Here we are, Parshas Nitzavim. We know Shulchan Aruch tells us, based upon the Gemara Megillah, this is always the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. It's sometimes Shat Nitzavim Vayelech, depending upon whether or not there are two Shabbosos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, or one Shabbos this year, because there are two Shabboses, so it's only Nitzavim. Nitzavim and Vayelech are split over the two Shabbosos. But we know that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that that there are many allusions to Rosh Hashanah in the Parsha. And of course, Hayom, that the word Atem Nitzavim Hayom, the Zohar tells us in Chelek Beis, is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayom, that you're standing today, although Metzias-wise, what day was this? Many explain this was actually the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. We know Sefer Devarim began on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It went for about 5 weeks till Zayin Adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. And many say that this was the day that Moshe was leaving us. But Atem Nitzavim Hayom, it's a reference to Rosh Hashanah, and we'll have to understand what that means. But we know that because this is always the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we know that this should be the Shabbos of Shabbos Mevarchim Tishrei, right? Every month, there's a Shabbos Mevarchim, say a special tefillah. We announce the sighting of the Molad, when the Molad could be seen in Yerushalayim, right? Because all Jews, wherever they are supposed to be thinking about Yerushalayim. And so we know that this month there's no Birchas HaChodesh. And many wonder why. Why is there no Birchas HaChodesh for the month of Tishrei? So there are a number of different pshatim. The bulletin, we gave one answer once. And there are many different approaches. Why don't we bless the month of Tishrei, this Shabbos? Some say because it's a new beginning, Rosh Hashanah, so it's disconnected from the month before it. So how can we bless Tishrei? It's something totally new, right? But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is supposedly said, quoted by a student, the Maggid of Mizrich, quoted by many of his students, most notably the Baal HaTanya, the first Rebbe of Lubavitch, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, that really, you know why we don't bless the month of Tishrei? Because Hashem says, this one's on me. Hashem says, I'm going to bless the month of Tishrei. You bless all the other months, I'm going to bless Tishrei. So what's the blessing of the month of Tishrei that Hashem gives us? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe Chusugin Aleinu explains, the blessing is Atem Nitzavim Hayom. The blessing is that Hayom, as the Zohar says, is referring to Rosh Hashanah. The blessing is Atem Nitzavim Hayom, that Hashem blesses the month of Tishrei by telling us that you are standing tall on Rosh Hashanah. And what does that mean? That you are mikuyum and you're omdim and you will be zoche bedin. This is the bracha that Hashem gives to the month of Tishrei. This is the confidence that the Jewish people have going in to the Yemei Hadin, because Hashem is blessing the month, says the Baal Shem Tov. The question is, how are we zoche to this blessing? If this is the special blessing that Hashem gives to the month of Tishrei, how are we zoche to such a blessing? So the Rebbe explains, look at the very next word. What's the very next word? Kulchem. Kulchem. You know how you can access this blessing of Atem Nitzavim Hayom? If you're connected to Kulchem. We said before, much earlier in our Shiurim and Pirkei Avos this year, that we use the Perish of Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, Zechus Hagin Aleinu. So Rabbi Twersky, Dr. Twersky, explained, what's the Mishnah that we start Pirkei Avos with? Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Lolam Haba Shenemar V'Ameh Kulam Tzadikim Lolam Yirshuar Tneitem, which was actually from this week's Haftorah. It was from this week's Haftorah, that Ameh Kulam Tzadikim from Yeshayahu. Why do we start that? So we know it's a Hakdama to Avos because Avos is about primarily how to connect with other people. Avos is part of Nezikin, which we know Nezikin is about, you know, how to live in society. That's what Nezikin is primarily about. And Dr. Twersky explained that, and he said that he thought of this, and he saw it in a sefer, I believe from Reb Shlomo Kluger, that the syntax, someone from Israel tells us, that it doesn't make sense. That Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelek, it should be Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lo Chelek, right? If you're saying Yisrael is Lashon Yachid, and if you mean all Jews, Kol Yisraelim, Kol Yehudim, Yesh Lahem Chelek. What does it mean, Kol Yisrael, every Jew, yesh lahem, they have to them a portion in the world to come? So it doesn't make sense. So we explained that Dr. Twersky says that, no, what's pshat in the Mishnah? The pshat in the Mishnah is that every Jew has a chelek in Olam Haba as part of the Jewish people. To the degree that you connect to the Jewish people, you have a chelek la'olam haba. That's a guarantee. You also have your own personal chelek that you can work with and you can grow. But every Jew, as part of the Jewish people, has a chelek la'olam haba. And this is similar to what we're saying here this evening from the Lubavitcher Rebbe and others. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. To be zocha, to merit Hashem's blessing for the month of Tishrei, that will be zocha badin, that will merit a good judgment, the Pasuk is telling us, kulchem, that you have to be connected to the Jewish people. You have to recognize the unity, the oneness of the Jewish people. But, you know, it's ironic because the Pasuk continues, Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shodreichem, Kol Yis Yisrael, Tapchem, Neshechem, Megercha, Shabbekarv, Mechanecha, Michotoy, Veitzecha, Atroiv, Meimecha. It then goes through all of these different segments of society. I don't get it. I thought it's just said kulchem, that we all have to be one. And now it breaks us down. Sfardim, Yekis, Ashkenazim, Kloisenbergers, Bubavers, you know, Satmer, like, I don't get it. Taimanim, Persians, like, Morocco. I don't understand, why is it now breaking everyone down? It says, kulchem, that we're all together. So then why does it split us into different strata? So many tzaddikim talk about this. Again, we're using primarily the Rebbe's one of the Rebbe's Perushim. And he points out that the unity of Jewish people doesn't mean the uniformity of the Jewish people. The unity of the Jewish people doesn't mean that we're all alike. The unity of the Jewish people means that we have to recognize we're all one by dint of, what's the word after kulchem in the pasuk? Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's what we have to recognize. You know how we come to a state of kulchem? Not by saying we all have to be alike. Not by saying we all have to have the same perspective on everything, but that we're all lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That we're all about the same thing. We're all about coming close to the Ribbono Shel and all about being mar b'kvod shemayim ba'olam, making Hashem's name great in this world, all about being mesakin olam ba'ol malchus shakai, about fixing this world as part of Hashem's kingdom. And that's exactly what the Pasuk is telling us, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You can be kulchem. Even when you're all the different, you're Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Shotreichem, Kol Yis Yisrael, when we're totally different segments of society, as long as you're Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, that's what brings Kulchem. If we're all just truthful and honest about seeking Hashem's presence, seeking to be Marva Kvod Shemayim Ba'olam, asking ourselves, what is the Ratzon Hashem, if that's the question, and seeking it in truth, so then we come to a state of kulchem. And when a Jew is trying to do that before Yom Noraim, when a Jew on the last Shabbos of the year, the Shabbos that Tzadikim tell us, has all the oros of the entire year, they say, I think it was the name of the Beis Yisrael of Ger, Zechus Yagen, or Yisrael Alter, I think it was the Beis Yisrael, one of the Ger Rebbes, more recent vintage, who says that that's why, you know, it's the last Shabbos of the year corresponding to the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Because we know from sources in Kabbalah that the last day of a righteous person's life, all of their light shines. Their light shines to the greatest degree on the last day of this world. That's why, you know, Rashbi on Lag BaOmer, the light of Rashbi shines brightest on his yahrzeit. They say Rabbi Akiva. When is Rabbi Akiva's yahrzeit? Many try to argue Rabbi Akiva's yahrzeit is on Yom Kippur. In fact, Or Zeruah LaTzadik Elu Yishrei Lev Simcha, that we say over and over carrying the Torahs around, the last letter spells Akiva, how it's spelt in the Yerushalmi, because it's Rabbi Akiva's Yartzeit on Yom Kippur, and his light shines the greatest on that day. So this is the day, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, so all of the lights of Moshe, can you imagine what Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over to the Jewish people right here? And he says, and so too, it's the last Shabbos of the year. The last Shabbos of the year, we know, has the light of all of the Shabbosos of the year. All of the Shabbosos of the year are in that last Shabbos. That's why We normally say this Friday night, but I'm sure we said it once in a shir as well, that tzaddikim explain Yom Echov b'shana chashuv shana, that one day in a year, it's like a whole year. And there are those who explain that it's talking about the last Shabbos in the year, that the last Shabbos in the year is the whole year. Why? Because we know every Shabbos, right, has all of the spiritual energies of the entire week that's connected to it. And there are tzaddikim who say that the last week of the year, you fix the whole year. Right, so tomorrow is not the last Monday. Erev Yontif is Monday, right? But tomorrow night is the last Tuesday. So we're going to fix all the Tuesdays here. So when you come to the last Shabbos of the year, what are you fixing? Every Shabbos of the year. But wait, what did we say every Shabbos is connected to? All the days of that week. So from that last Shabbos, you fix all of the Shabboses of the year, you then fixed every day of the year. So that's why this Shabbos has a lot riding on it, right? But that's what I think the Beis Yisrael says. That's why Atem Nitzavim Hayom, and that's also what Tzaddikim explained. You're right. Al Pi Kabbalah, Hayom is referring to Rosh Hashanah. But you know what Hayom is also referring to? This Shabbos. When we're going to read it, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, that you're all standing here today in front of Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu, on the last day of his life, is speaking to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, are we going to be zocha to this bracha that Hashem wants to give us, the blessing of the month of Tishrei? Because the blessing of the month of Tishrei is, of course, blessing the whole year of Hashanah Tova, Umesuka. And so we can be zocha to it already this Shabbos. Already this Shabbos. Obviously, it takes some avoda on our part. It takes effort on our part. But this, we spoke about it already. I don't remember when we spoke about it. Shari, maybe you can tell me when I spoke about it. I don't know when I spoke about it, Shashet, but the idea of recognizing Besoch Ami Anochi Yosheves, that we don't want to stand as individuals in front of Hashem. We want to stand as part of the Jewish people. That's the greatest chus that we can have. So therefore, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, we want this great blessing, Kulchem, by being one, but how do we come to that? Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. If there's one goal, that we all share one goal, we're all part of one mishpacha, one part of one am, even though we're not the same. Even though we're all very different, but you know what? Ultimately, we're all one. We're all one. All of the different stripes, all of the different kinds, we all are ultimately lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's one major yisod that we begin the parsha with. And then the parsha continues with something that sounds a little strange. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're all standing here this day in front of Hashem. What's the purpose? What's the purpose? Look in Pasuk Yud Aleph. What's the purpose that we're all here today? La'avricha bivris Adonai Elohecha uvalaso, asher Adonai Elohecha karei simcha hayom. L'man hakim moscha hayom lo la'am v'uya l'cha l'elohim kasher diber lach v'kasher nishbar l'vasecha l'avram l'yitzchak l'yakov. So one second. Hashem, we're all standing in front of Hashem on that day, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, for what purpose? To enter into a covenant with God. Huh? Didn't we do that already? Right? When did we do that? Exactly. I don't understand. We did that at Har Sinai. What is this talking about? That we're entering into a covenant with Hashem? Doesn't make any sense. What is it talking about here? So you should know there are some mefarshim. They say it doesn't really mean a covenant with God. You know what it means? It means a covenant with each other. That over here is where the Jewish people were bound by the halachic concept known as arvus, as responsibility for one another. Whether you want to call it brotherhood, whether you want to call it mutual responsibility, guarantors for one another. That's how some explain. There are many mefarshim explain that. But Pashup Shat and Psukim, it talks about that no, the bris of Hashem Elokecha karesim chayom leman hakim oscha hayom lo la'am, that he will that you'll be his nation v'yelachal elokim, and he'll be your God. I understand, as Michelle said, that happened at Har Sinai, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So what's going on? So we have to look at Rashi, and Rashi is a very very enigmatic comment. Leman hakim oscha hayom lo la'am, that the purpose that we're all gathered here today is to be entered into the covenant that Hashem will establish you as his nation. Al kol kach hu nichnas l'troach l'man kayim oscha l'fon of la'am. that Hashem is entered into this covenant here today to bother, Latroach, to bother, so that he can kayam, establish, firmly establish you in front of him as his nation. So what does this mean? What does this mean? You continue on with Rashi. It's clear that after the covenant at Har Sinai, the Jewish people had a concern. You know what the concern is? They, after Har Sinai, they did a Chet HaEgel. And what happened after the Chet HaEgel? Hashem said, I'm going to wipe them out. Moshe said, no, please don't wipe them out. Hashem says, fine, I won't wipe them out, but you know what? I'm going to bring them into the land of Israel to fulfill my promise, and then I'm done. And I'm not even going to lead them myself. I'm going to have a malach lead them. It's a machlokas. Is that malach Moshe? Was it going to be some type of metaphysical malach? And then the people say, no, Hashem, we want you to lead us. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, right, the third time from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, comes down with the Luchos Shnios. The relationship has been restored. But has it fully been restored? Okay, so Hashem is going to bring him into the land. Hashem himself is going to bring them into the land. And that's why the Anani HaKavod come back, right? When they start building the Mishkan on the 15th of Tishrei. The Anani HaKavod, God's special clouds of glory come back. And that is, of course, why we sit in the Sukkah on the 15th of Tishrei. To remember that Hashem's love and Hashem's concern, our cherished status, was restored after the Chet HaEgel. But now they're guiding into the land. What are they afraid of? What happens if we have another Chet HaEgel? How do we know that we're really yours forever, Hashem? And in fact, we know later on in Jewish history, this was going to be an issue. When was this an issue? This was an issue during the time of the Persian exile with Mordechai and Esther, right? Achashverosh makes a big party. Why does Achashverosh make a party? We know. Why? Right, exactly. Because everyone knew the Jews were going to be in exile for 70 years. There was a miscalculation of the years from Galus Yechaniah, when the king and all the nobility of Jerusalem taken out. So they started, the kings, the non-Jewish kings, started counting from there. It was really from Churban HaBayis to them. What was the Beis HaMikdash? Just the building. The real Galus, they took their king out. They took their king out and they put in some vassal, some puppet. That's the exile to them. That's power when you conquer the king. So Ahasuerus counts 70 years. And he makes a party to celebrate that I defeated the Jews, they're not going back. And he dresses up in the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. They use the serving vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. And what was the problem? The Jewish people went to such a party and they celebrated. Nehenu misudash. They benefited, they enjoyed the party. There's a party celebrating that the Jewish people's relationship with God has been severed. Who knows what the Jews in Persia really thought? Maybe they thought, you know, we had a good run. We had a good relationship with Hashem. It's done. And we know it's not so crazy because there are billions of people in the world who think that to this day, right? There are billions of people in the world who think that we were chosen, but we have since been rejected, right? Every Christian, every Muslim ultimately thinks that, yeah, we supplanted them. There's the New Testament. There's the New Covenant, right? So the Jewish people going into the land, they're like, one second, how do we know? So that's what Rashi is saying. This is the covenant that is taking place here. And that's what it means, that Hashem, kol kachu nichnas l'troach, to bother himself for this whole new covenant, l'man kayim oscha l'fanav la'am. Kayim. Kayim means to firmly establish. Omid v'kayim, right? You're standing and you're there. You have kiyum. You have staying power. Lefanav, la'am, in front of Hashem as a nation. What does it mean to be in front of Hashem? Hashem is eternal. So Hashem's saying, you're always going to be in front of me. You're always going to be in front of me. And that's why, what does it continue? Look at the very next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'lo itchem, and this is the proof. This is what's going on. V'lo itchem levad chem anochi koreisis abris hazos v'esal lazos ki pasuk yedalid es asher yeshno po imanu omer hayom lufnei Adonai Eloheinu v'es asher enenu po imanu hayom. What is Hashem guaranteeing them? That even with all future generations, here we are in Springfield, New Jersey. You know, do you think the Jews in the desert knew about America? Do you think they knew about Europe? What do you think they knew about? Right? And think about it. Think about how many years later are we? We're over 3,000, like 296, I don't know, 90, how many years? But I'm trying to figure it out. Like a lot, right, a lot of years.
Many thousands.
Right, meaning over 3,200 something, like 290 something years from when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the speech. And here we are. How many times throughout our generations have they told us that we've been rejected? And we know, we've said this story before. It's a very powerful and very sad story that Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav of Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, when he used to take a train from Boston to New York to give shiurim in Yeshiva University, he said that in the years right after the Holocaust, he said there were Christian missionaries combing the trains, and anyone that was identifiable as a Jew, you know what they would do? They would accost them and put pictures, the first pictures that came out of the camps, under the nose of the Jew and say, "You're the chosen people? You think you're God's children? You think they're the chosen one? Look at what just happened. How were you chosen?" And they showed them horrific sights. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, intellectually, there was no answer. What's the answer? What do you answer to that? Look at how we were just totally desecrated and totally, I mean, nothing like the world had ever seen. Rav Soloveitchik said, you know, famously, when did it stop? With the establishment of the State of Israel, just 3 years later. The establishment of the State of Israel was a huge problem, theological problem for the church, for Christians. What do you mean? The Jews are back in their land. Whoa, they were supposed to be rejected, never, you know, like that. And the Vatican didn't recognize the State of Israel, I think, until 1967. And only it recognized the State of Israel until after the Six-Day War. But this is what Rabbi Soloveitchik is talking about. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people. Understand that covenant at Har Sinai, you're right, the covenant at Har Sinai was a little shaky. With the Chet HaEgel, Hashem was ready to wipe you all out and just create a nation through me. But here, now that you're going into the land, and I know Hashem promised you he was going to lead you into the land, but understand, it's not just leading you into the land and now it's done. La'avrucha bivris imcha hayom. And that's what Rashi's saying. Leman hakim oscha hayom lo la'am hu yelchal Elohim. Kasher diberlach v'kasher nishbal avasech la'avram l'Yaakov. And not only you, but all of your children, all of future generations are part of this covenant la'olam v'ed. And tzaddikim explain that going back to the Zohar, that atem nitzavim hayom, you know, every year when Hashem renews that commitment, again, it doesn't have to be renewed, but just like renewing the vow, when is it? Every year on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we know the Jewish people as a whole will always be here. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. The eternity of the Jewish people is absolute truth. It's not a lie. We are going to be here. Right? This is the promise. This is Misa'oreres Mechadosh, the tzaddikim say. It's awakened anew. And in fact, and again, this would take us down a very long rabbit hole, but we won't go now. But what do you think Zichronos, the section of Zichronos of Shmon Esrei, is about? Malchios, Hashem is king. Shofros, Hashem was and will be the Redeemer. It's about the future. Bayom ha'hu yitaka b'shofar gadol, uvo'u ovdim eretz asher v'anidachim, beretz mitzrayim, in eretz Yisrael, prophecies, Jews from all over the world, right? It's unbelievable. Prophecies taking place. What's the Zichronos, that middle section? Zichronos is this bris misareres mechadosh every year. That Hashem said, Hashem needs to remember, Hashem, ein shikcha lefnei chiseicha v'decha. There's no forgetting in front of God's throne. What does that mean, Hashem forgets? Zichronos is every year again. Misareres mechadosh, the bris. Every year again, we're reminded how much Hashem is going to be there for us, and Hashem will never, never leave us. And this is why this is the last parasha of the year. This is another reason why it's the last parasha of the year, because, you know, it's not. You don't have to reach too far back in Jewish history to think what Jews were thinking, you know, on a parashas Nitzavim going into Rosh Hashanah, of who was going to be here, of what the world was going to be like, Right? We can't be masig this. Very few people alive can still be masig, comprehend what these feelings were. But this is a tremendous chizuk for all the Jewish people, for the whole world, about our role and about the uniqueness of our eternal covenant that stays la'olam vaed with the Ribono shel Olam. And now, we don't have a lot of time. I know I made a commitment that the shiur was going to be over by a certain time. But don't worry. Perek lamed pasuk yedal. We go to page 1092. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, ki karve lecha davar ma'od, b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asoso. Moshe says that this mitzvah, Torah mitzvah, it's a machluk, it's exactly what we're talking about. Tshuva, we're talking about all Torah mitzvahs. Ki karve lecha davar ma'od, b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asoso. This is so close to you. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart. Do this, it's so easy. Really, is it so easy? Is this really so easy? We know the natural, the avativis of a person is for what? Is for physical things. Is for mundane things. We know we're made to offer min ha'adama. There's a certain part of a human being, the yesod ha'afar, that pillar of dust and dirt that we're made of, that wants to just stay at rest, no? Like the atzlus yetzahara, the yetzar hanoach, just to relax, the yetzar just to chill and not have to work hard. Ki karve lech, it's so easy for us, b'fichol b'lvavcha la'asoso. So we know the Balatanya in Per Gidzayin of Tanya tells us, Reb Shneur Zalman, the Alter Rebbe, that just like there's an avativis, there's a natural desire and love for physical and gashmius, there's also an avativis umusteris. There's a natural hidden love for everything that's holy in Hashem. And that is inside each and every one of us. And he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, ki karve lecha davar mod b'fichol b'vavcha la'asoso, but one second, that's like, isn't it enough to be a good person in my heart? Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, b'vavcha, it's in your heart, but he says, it's also in your mouth, and la'asoso, to do it. How is this? It's so close to us. So let's learn just some basic Tanya here for a second, and just to expound it a little bit. We know Tanya starts with a quote from a Gemara in Erev and Daphne and Gimel Amid Beis, right? So Rabbi Shua ben Hananya was looking to come to a city. He was traveling on a road, and he came to a crossroads, and he saw there was a child there. And he asked the child, how do I get to this town? And he said, well, there's a derech kitzara v'aruka, and a derech aruka v'kitzara. So Rabbi Shua ben Chanani says, oh, perfect. The derech kitzara v'aruka, the short and long way, that's the way I'll go. And he goes on this road that the boy says is the derech kitzara v'aruka, and it's very easy to get there. He's right at the town, but it's totally walled up. And he's walking all around this big town, and there are orchards and fields that have fences up, and he sees the town. The town's right in front of him. If he had a straight walk into the town, it'd be 30 seconds. Can't get in. So he goes back to the crossroads, sees the boy. He says, I don't understand. I thought you saw that was the Derek Kitzar. He goes, that was the Derek Kitzar of Aruka. That was the short, longer way. He said, what's that way? That's the Derek Aruka of Kitzara. That's the longer way, but it's shorter. And he said it took him longer to get to the city, but once he got to the city, he went right in. So this is really all of Tanya, but just to understand that in a very simple way, the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains, what's the Derek Kitzar of Aruka, the short, long way? That is the natural emunah that every one of us has inside of ourselves. The first bracha of Shemona Esrei, the Magen Avram, the shield of Avram, that point of holiness, that point of emunah, that's shielded, that's protected. Every Jew in the deepest place has that spark of Elokus, that inner emunah. Everyone has it. But to just go with that inner emunah, it's very easy, kitzara, to access it, but it's very aruka. That natural emunah, you bring it into daily life without working on it, could very easily dissipate. It very easily gets lost in the din of the world. But what's the derech aruka v'ktsara? That is taking the time to have hisponinus, taking time to immerse oneself in holiness, in Torah texts, in just thinking about the greatness of Hashem. Again, Avas Hashem, Emuna Bashem, these are mitzvahs to medios. These are mitzvahs, as Rav Noach Weinberg said, that are supposed to be the constant companions of a Jew. the Shesh Mitzvahs Tmidius. That's the book that Rav Noach's teachings on it are called Constant Companions. These are the six constant, right? I mean, that's Philip. These are the six constant companions that are supposed to go with a Jew wherever you go. So a Jew that is misboning, a Jew that's thinking about Anochi Hashem Elokecha, what that means, a Jew that's thinking about Avas Hashem, how much Hashem loves me, and the Jew that's thinking about Lo Sasuru, don't get distracted by all of the falsehoods and the images and, you know, the allure that this world is being sold to us with. So if you invest the Derech Arukah V'Kitzara, you will see with a little investment, but a little but significant, meaning it has to be with real effort, but it's not so long that you'll come to the Derech Kitzara. You'll see that it will be Karav Eilecha Davar Ma'od. You'll see that you will get that Gishmak. And this is what one of the most fundamental truths in all of life, you know, Kol Hatzchalos Kashos, all beginnings are hard. All beginnings are hard. If you start something new and it's not hard, maybe it's not what you should be doing, right? And that's something that we all need to struggle with. But that's exactly the pshat of the Gemara. That's what the Baal Tanya. It's the Derech Arukah V'Kitzara. It's always a longer path that brings us to the shorter way to get in. And so even when we talk Yikar V'Lecha Davar Ma'od, when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us it's very close, it is very close. But we have to go on the path to access it. And that is through what we're doing right now, through learning Torah. But again, it's the Derech Arukah. It has to stay with us. It's not just, you know, condense into 30 minutes and then we leave it. We have to try and be misboning to try and take those constant companions with us where we go. You know, I often say that when you learn Torah, the most important part is when you get up from the shir. Right, you heard the shir, but now you get up from the shir, and then what happens? It was a nice shir, maybe inspired while you're sitting here learning. But does it stay with us? Do we think about it during the week? I know for myself, preparing a shir, I try to go back to these ideas. I try and go back to them over and over. And you know, that's why sometimes some parashas I share the same idea over and over, because I'm still working on it. I'm still living with it. But this is what it is. Kikar Velacha, it's close. It's close. Every one of us can connect to it. We just need to put in that effort. That's what the Rebbe shares with us. Okay, so this is a big week, the last week, starting tomorrow night. Is the last week of the year, starting with the last Tuesday, Yom HaShlishi, Pamayim Kitov, doubly good. And Hashem should bless us that our Achanas will be doubly good. And Bez Hashem, we'll all join you, Bekarav. We'll all join you soon, Erica Bekarav, in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish. Shkoyach.